and a Good Friday on Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
There's bells.
Here's the good news.
And now we shall focus on the matter at hand, a Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News. How the news of the world affects your world.
America.
Mm-hmm. Or America. Hello, our Hank Facebook Live are streaming for the world to see what you can hear on the radio on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section. So it opens up today. We'll get you passes at 8:35, Friday morning fake news, the new F1 movie starring Brad Pitt. Which the good news is, yeah, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has an 86% critic score, and at least for now, a near-perfect 98.5% audience score. That is just shy of Top Gun, which, by the way, the same guy is directing this, too. So, yeah, it's getting some better scores than How to Train Your Dragon. There you go. And wasn't all good news, though, for Brad Pitt. His home. Thieves scaled his big old fence, busted windows, and then ransacked Brad Pitt's L.A. home yesterday and took an unknown amount of miscellaneous property, too. Brad was not home at the time because he's out there doing all the media and appearances for red carpeting the F1 movie there. So they are looking for three people. They have some suspects in mind because there was a lot of, well, camera action going on right there. So this is a rash of celebrity home. In fact, on Valentine's Day, the L.A. home we talked about of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, which is not far from Brad Pitt's, that was burglarized, and they think that they're all somewhat possibly related.
So they have these, like, $20 million homes and no one there to hang out and make sure no one comes.
At least their freezer works.
Yeah, I know, and there's that. The Diddy trial's been going on for several weeks now, but I'm not quite sure the defendant knows how any of this works. Rumor has it that the diddler is planning a big thank you party for the jury.
What did she just call him?
The diddler, right. Yeah.
Okay.
For the jury when he's found not guilty. He's got big plans. He is confident that his charm is going to take him through all of this debauchery. He made a splash yesterday in court by straining his neck to take a peek at the evidence while bopping his head along to the beat of the music. If the after party does happen, pardon me, it's going to be huge, bold, and unforgettable. His daughters are not nearly as confident. They were spotted wiping back tears as they left the courtroom.
Yeah, this thankfully will be over soon. Or it missed trials and we do it again.
No, no.
Doing it again soon.
Golden Girls.
The Golden Bachelor.
Golden Bachelor.
And getting ready for it. And 66-year-old Mel Owens will be your next Golden Bachelor. And, of course, Gary, the first one was kind of that didn't end very well.
No.
Don't expect this to be any better. So Mel is doing some interviews. He's telling everybody that, he's the Golden Bachelor.
That's right. Do you know who he is?
And they've already cast everybody that's going to be possibly his future mate. But he said, I told the producers, 60 or below, and no artificial hips or wigs, please. Said this is not the Silver Bachelor, this is the Golden Bachelor.
And he's 66, but 59 is the max female age.
Owen said, I've been told, quote, they're going to be hot, so don't worry about it. So this proves even 66-year-olds can be a
bruh.
And a total loser.
Loser.
Yeah, look for that.
So go ahead and add Cody Johnson's name to the growing performer list of performers that freelance as part-time peacemakers. Kojo played two sold-out shows in San Antonio where things did not go as planned, particularly when some folks decided to duke it out during a rendition of God Bless America while he was giving a little talk about how we're really not that different.
That's all right, we got all night. I mean, this is not a Travis Scott concert, I'm not going to tell you on the town. There's kids in the crowd, there's all kinds of things in here that don't need to happen. There we go, there's the police officers.
There's the police officers.
What is with this music they put behind it?
I don't know. I don't think that was Kojo.
In a world where people fight during God Bless America.
America.
Kojo saves Elm.
He must have heard about Brad Pitt's good reviews. Wanted to kind of jump on that.
When it comes back to movies, a sequel has been announced. You remember The Social Network and Jesse Eisenberg playing Mark Zuckerberg? And Zuckerberg hated
Timberlake, too, right?
Yeah. The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. So they're going to have a sequel and follow-up to it. And it's going to be the same director. Well, it's going to be Aaron Sorkin. And it'll follow the Wall Street Journal's The Facebook Files expose and the inner workings of how then Zuckerberg set up Facebook and how it goes. So no official cast has been announced on this, but I think they should base it off our comments section here on Not Necessarily the News Every Day. Of course, as we said, F1 the movie opening up today. Megan 2.0 is opening up. That's the sequel to the AI robot girl that went bonkers and took everybody out. And then on Netflix today, it's the final season of Squid Game. So that's launching it. You always grimace every time I bring it up and act like you're not in the room.
I'm scared. That show scares me.
Speaking of, we talked about Liver King going after Joe Rogan yesterday. Fox is bringing back Fear Factor as well.
That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, they're just going to put people in the new Tesla taxis down there and just see what happens. Yeah.
Good luck. You're going to need it. So there's two types of folks in the world, those who love the previews and those who cannot stand them. If you don't want to sit through all those ads, AMC Theaters has an option for you. They're now running disclaimers to prevent confusion and frustration among customers. They actually will say them on the ads. Movies start 25 to 30 minutes after showtime. And you'll have eaten all your popcorn by then.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew that. You know? Never get there early anymore. It's like, I'm running late. No, you're fine.
Don't worry.
It's been a week of layoffs yet again. Of course, the Dr. Phil Merritt Media thing, there's evidently just layoffs left and right over there still. It did check, though, yesterday, and it's still very much on the air. So good job on that. Bumble, which is headquartered in Austin, announced they plan to lay off 240 employees. That's about 30% of its workforce. Bumble, the dating app.
Is that the one where the girls pick the guys?
It's the worst one, evidently.
Okay, yeah.
It's evidently I don't know. I don't know what the second date update is going to do. I get more
so dumb.
Fake actors. A couple of notable passings. Richard Hurst, who in Dukes of Hazzard fame was known as Deputy Cletus Hogg, the cousin of Boss Hogg, passed away rather unexpected, according to his family. No cause of death given. He was scheduled to make an appearance. He was going to be at the famed Cooter's place out there in Pigeon Forge coming up next week, but that will not be the case. So he passes away. And then the legendary composer behind this. Probably being flagged right now for trademark violation on Facebook.
Hey,
yeah, the theme to Mission Impossible. Lalo Schifrin, legendary composer, has passed away at the age of 93. He did other stuff. He did like over 100 film and TV scores, 6 Oscar nominations, 4 Grammys, got an honorary Oscar and the like. But this is what he's known for. And passing away at the age of 93. And then self-destructing 5 seconds later. 92.1.
So dumb.